Shalom Tam Bidim, it's Tiny Sester, and I'd like to share with you an idea, a piece from Pachad Yitzchak, from Rav Hutner Zatzal. As we head into Purim, this piece I think is a beautiful piece. It's so Yisodistic, it's one of my favorite. And I think it is worth bearing in mind as we head into this Purim, this year, within the current situation that we find ourselves in at this moment. So I'd like to read the piece inside. I will include a picture of the piece with this email, so you could look along inside if you'd like, if you're interested in seeing it inside. And I think it's an important yesod, and one we should all bear in mind. This is Pachad Yitzchak. This is Purim. It's Inyan Yud. It's the 10th piece in Pachad Yitzchak. And he quotes, starts by quoting the pasuk, "V'ra'u chol afsei aretz ki eshishuas Elokeinu." And all the afsei aretz, which will translate better later in this piece, but let's, for our purposes for now, we'll say afsei aretz are the edges of the earth. All the edges of the earth, the people from all the edges of the earth, will see the Shuas Elokeinu, will see the wonderful salvation of our God. Emasai ro'u kol afsei aretz. The Gemara Megillah says, when is it that the Afsei Aretz will see Eis Yeshuas Elokeinu? Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther. That is at the time of the miracle of Purim with Mordechai and Esther. So, Perushim Shel Devarim Halu L'Kachu. What is the understanding and the explanation of this Gemara? That specifically at the time of Mordechai ve'Esther, that's when the whole world will see Yeshuas Elokeinu. L'mad midivrim shachachamim ki gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim mitzvos. We see from the Gemara in Brachos and Davav that Hashem is also mekayim mitzvos. V'chi kiyim ha-mitzvos ayidei kaviyachol o mehru biyachas shel zeh l'mazeh klapei kiyim ha-mitzvos shelanu. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, zeh l'mazeh, mirrors our kiyum mitzvos, just like we are mekayim mitzvos, says the Gemara. So too, Hashem is mekayim mitzvos. Tefillin demari alma maksibu mikamcha yisod goyichad baretz. Leumas hatefillin shalanu shekasu v'hem kvodu yisparach. Omdim him hatefillin shal mari alma shekasu v'hem kvodun shel Yisrael. What is the we are opposite Hashem in terms of kiyum mitzvos? In our tefillin, explains the Gemara in Brachos, we have a shevach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We praise Hashem. Hashem is a great, miraculous savior of Klal Yisrael, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. As opposed to Hashem's tefillin, his tefillin praises Klal Yisrael. And in his tefillin says, Mika Amcha Yisrael, who is like the great nation of Israel, Goyach HaBaretz, a single nation in the world. So Hashem praises us with his Kiyum HaMitzvah, so to speak, and we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our Kiyum HaMitzvahs. V'hinei avodaseinu l'chvodu yisparach mischalekes hi l'shtei ma'arachus. If we wanted to take our service Hashem into two broad categories, we could split it up as follows. Ma'arechas taryag mitzvos hamufuroshos behadja. We have the 613 mitzvos that are specifically outlined for us to do within the Torah. U'ma'arechas hasiyas diverishos l'shem shamayim. And in addition, we have all the things that we are allowed to do, that we can do, that are not mandated to us by the Torah, they're not part of the corpus of Taryag Mitzvos, and those things that we do L'Shem Shemayim are also part of our Avodas Hashem. V'das levon nekal, it's pashut for us to understand, ki g'shem shemasinu etzlo yisparach yim mitzvos, k'mo kem b'vaydei nimtzos hein etzlo kaviyachol hanhogos makbilos l'chovaseinu lasos kam divrei harishus L'Shem Shemayim. So we understand from the Gemara in Brachos that since our Avodas Hashem mirrors Hashem's Avodas Hashem, so to speak, and Hashem's Avodas Hashem, he praises us, and our Avodas Hashem, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that must mean then, therefore, that just as there is a Divrei HaRishus that we are able to be Mekayim, so too there must be some kind of understanding or level of Divrei HaRishus that Hashem Kaviyachol does. Therefore, the question begs to be asked: Eifal ma'hein hanagos of Yisparach hamakbilos leMitzvos b'chol derachei hadayos shelanu. Our mitzvah to know God in all our ways and everything that we do, and that we call divrei harishus, and we do that l'shem shemayim. In what way is there a b'chol derachei hadayu kaviyachol that Hashem accomplishes? We know the Rambam explains, for example, b'chol derachei hadayu includes, for example, If a person goes to sleep, having in mind that it shall help him serve Hashem better, or he eats, having in mind to serve Hashem better. So all those things are called divrei reshus that we do l'shem shemayim. That's b'chol d'rachei ha'da'ehu. So what is it that Hashem does that falls into that kind of a category? Ma'od ma'od mufusam mehim adivarim ki ikar evdel bin ha'yishua b'mitzrayim v'yishua b'pras hu bazeh ha'yishua b'mitzrayim b'ba'a b'derech nisim k'loyim v'yulu ha'yishua b'paras ba'a derech nisim l'voshim b'mahalach ha'teva. It is obvious and is known that the difference between the Nisim that happened at the time of Mitzrayim, or all of the Yeshuas were Nisim that happened very publicly, and what we'd call Nisim Gluyim, obvious miracles that no one would deny is a tremendous miracle of Ashgachas Hashem. Masha'in came when it came to the Yeshua of Purim, when it came to Melech Paras Hamadai, so that miracle was clothed and cloaked in Derech HaTeva and natural occurrences. B'vadish is MS, and says Rav Hodner, certainly that is true. Avalifi erech omek hadvarm ha'omdim le'yamar b'kan, however, what we want to describe and to express in this piece, ein ze el achizah b'simonim achisonim shel ha'evdel. That only but just touches the surface, the outside surface of the difference between the Yeshua of Purim versus other Yeshuas that we celebrate through other Yom Tovim. What we want to discuss here, we want to get to the root, the very source of what the difference is between the Yeshua of Purim and the Yeshua of, let's say, Mitzrayim. Hine echad hachilukim hanichbadim bein hatochen hanafshi shal kiyum mitzvos bein hatochen hanafshi shal siyas divrei reshus l'shem shamayim hi. The difference, if we look deeply and try to ascertain the fundamental difference between a mitzvah that is done as part of Tariq Mitzvahs versus something that is a divrei reshus l'shem shamayim, ki mikiyum mitzvos habiru hu la'alter b'shas ma'isa. That when it comes to Tariq Mitzvahs, when we engage in one of those mitzvos, it is established immediately with our performance what we have just done. Meaning, as I put on tefillin, right, I'm mekayim immediately the mitzvah of Hashem, the commandment of Hashem to put on tefillin. When I eat matzah on Pesach, at that very moment of eating the matzah, I am mekayim the ratzon Hashem. V'lo asiyas divrei reshus l'shem shamayim habira einu mofia ela la'acher mikan. However, when it comes to engaging in activities that we call divrei reshus, at that moment that I am doing that activity, it is not clear whether or not this is l'shem shamayim. That will only become obvious la'acher mikan. It will be obvious retroactively, in retrospection, afterwards. Davar aveira harihu keneged ritzonus barach la'alter. We're going to describe in a few minutes what exactly that means. Davar aveira will become clear. Davar aveira harihu keneged ritzonus barach la'alter. If a person violates one of the laws in the Torah, it is immediately a violation of God's command. Davar mitzvah kiyum ritzonu la'alter. And when I mekayim a mitzvah of Hashem, so I'm immediately mekayim ratzon Hashem. V'lo asiyas divrei reshus. However, when it comes to engaging in activities that are not particularly subscribed to by the Torah, proscribed by the Torah, in yano toloi va'omid ad shetis barer tu udasa. We won't know the character of and the nature of the activity I just did until later on. Dim asiyazu tishamish mach shel zarchei shamayim. If my engagement in this activity that I am now doing, l'shem shamayim, we see afterwards actually helps my avodas Hashem. Then obviously that's in line with the Ratzon Hashem. Then Hashem would be pleased with what I just did. And if my engagement and my activity does not help my Avodas Hashem afterwards, then obviously is not in with consonance with Hashem's will. So for example, if a person takes a nap during the middle of the day, and he wants to do l'shem shamayim, he needs the energy so that he can learn better afterwards, or that he can go on some kind of mission of chesed to help people out. So if he ultimately does that, he learns better, he does that mission of chesed, so that it becomes retroactively obvious and clear that the person's nap, that was divrei reshus, that was part of Ratzon Hashem, it was l'shem shamayim. What? If a person doesn't utilize that activity in order to further his asiyas mitzvos, so then we see that activity was not within consonance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the taking a nap gave him more energy so he can engage in activities that Hashem would not find necessarily savory, so then that a nap is not part of a Ratzon Hashem. Right, if a person pays attention, when we use the language Divrei Rishus, it is very, very different. Right, when people use the language of Divrei Rishus, talking about other things, not when it comes to Avodas Hashem, so they mean something very different than we mean in our religious terms. Vinyanish mili da'alma. When people talk about divrei rishus, things that are permitted in general, hamusik shel divrei rishus ba lomar she'ein ha'inyan anidon kosher b'gvulas hamuter va'aser. Right, when people talk about divrei rishus, it means right when a non Ovid Hashem person talks about mili rishus. So what it means is that it's not, again, something the person has to do. It's not something a person is not allowed to do. It's up to you. Use your discretion, as they would say in the vernacular. Divrei rishus b'milid alma inyanim hu she'en kan kepeda eich yipol adavar. Divrei rishus, in the general world, means no one really cares what you do with that. Right? No one cares how that turns out. It is up to you. Right? But when it comes to Avodas Hashem, there is no such possibility. It's lo yitachin. Right? It is not sovel al das that there could be something that someone would do that God does not care. God doesn't care. Do whatever you want. Right? We say that sometimes. I even say to my kids, do whatever you want. Truth is, I care what they do. And Hashem cares really too. There's nothing that Hashem says is off my radar screen. It doesn't matter to me. Hashem is all purposeful, that everything is designed with a reason. And everything Hashem does and everything that happens in this world is all within reason. And so it's not feasible that what a person could do makes no difference to Hashem whatsoever. Lo ichpas lo lakosh baruch man se b'shetach zeh. Valkain, Perusha shall amunach divrei rishus binyan voda. So therefore, when we talk about divrei rishus, when we talk about avoda, we talk about that we're avadim Hashem and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's something called divrei harishus, it can't mean that Hashem has no interest. Could care less. Don't bother me. Call me later. Can't be. Ein perusha. Ela she'ein yachaso shel dor zeh l'rotzon Hashem mivur la'alter al atar. So therefore explains Rav Hudner that Divrei HaRishus doesn't mean that Hashem doesn't care, but rather it means as opposed to Averus and Mitzvos, where at the moment a person is engaged with them, they are now doing Ratzon Hashem immediately. Immediately it is clear. This is a command from Hashem, so I do it. I eat matzah. This is an Avera, I don't do it. If a person does an Avera, immediately they are going against Hashem's will. Divrei Harshus means that at the moment one is engaged in the Maisa, it is unclear yet where this is standing, where this holds. Is this part of Ratzon Hashem? Is it not part of Ratzon Hashem? And that's what it means, Divrei Harshus. Divrei Harshus means it lacks the clarity, the definition, the finality of what, where this mitzvah, where it's holding in a person's Avodas Hashem. And now we have the key to open up what we are discussing, the Hainu. That is, what is the Divrei HaRishus, the B'chol Derechei HaDa'ehu, that Hashem does that is l'umas zeh of what we do, our Milei D'Rishus? What is it that Hashem can engage in that's not part of mitzvah, Aveira, but is part of Divrei HaRishus? Again, we said that Hashem's mitzvos are things that Hashem engages in that it reveals the kavod of Israel. Just like when we engage in our mitzvos, we are being megale kavod shamayim. So when Hashem does things for us that are megale our kavod in the world, which express Hashem's love for us in the moment, so that is called a mitzvah, right? Hashem splits the sea, we walk through, it's for Klal Yisrael, it shows Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael at that very moment, that's Divrei Mitzvah. right? Mi ka'amcha Yisrael is what Hashem has in His tefillin. That's mitzvah. Immediately at the moment that Hashem is wearing the tefillin, it explains, it expresses, it broadcasts to the world, Hashem loves us. Ka'amcha mi ka'amcha Yisrael. Ulumazeh. But negev that. Im kavodim shei Yisrael eino olu mitoch ma'is miyucha b'fnei atzmo. If the kavod, the glory, and the honor of Klal Yisrael are not revealed at the moment within that particular action. Elishu mispar lesof b'derech lamafreya al deitziruf ma'oros v'gugule sivuvim. But if the kavod Yisrael, the honor of Yisrael and our relationship to Hashem, is only revealed after a chain and a series of events, that is Hashem's engagement in B'chol Derechei Adonai. Right? That's where Hashem does things with us, which only get revealed the full extent of Hashem's love for us after the fact. And that is the difference. Right, that really is the essential difference between Nisim Geluyim that Hashem does for us, Ubin Yeshua San Shishol Yisrael Shabbat Derech Nisim Lubashim B'Mahalach HaTeva, versus a Yeshua, a salvation that comes as a result of a whole series of events which we would couch and which we would term as Derech HaTeva, natural. Vim Hayam Nivkahu Mipaneinu, if the sea splits before us, Harim Mitoch Ma'isezeh B'fnei Atzmo, from that very action alone, Nikarhu Ubole Teke from the Yad Kavod Nishrei Yisrael Hash, the glory of Yisrael becomes readily apparent at that very moment, instantaneously. Ba Be'atzmo Shalapula Yechida Azu, within the very action itself, a splitting sea, Kavod Yisrael Bokeh Mitocha, B'nei Yisrael's Kavod is revealed. Aval Yeshua b'Purim Mushuna hi b'mechina zu mikovachol, but the Yeshua of Purim is totally different. Kol ma'orek shehi la'atzma, when you look at any individual piece of the story of Purim, hi hanhagos yom yom, but looks like life is just carrying on day in and day out. V'im b'shum heker l'kovod Yisrael, and there is no necessary glory for Klal Yisrael. Adarab, but it's the opposite. We seem to be in very dire straits. Rak mitoch bakas kol ha'ma'os yachad, but only after we put the pieces of the puzzle together, v'tzarfusim lezeh, and they all interconnect, yatzah ha'nes shel Purim, then the nes of Purim becomes revealed. Kavodam shirsol einu mizbara ele b'tabas ha'achrona shel ha'shalsheles. Right, the kavod of Yisrael, the glory of Yisrael, and the obviousness of the Yeshua only happens at the very end, at the last rung of the entire chain of events. And anyone who has a sensitivity in their heart, they see that this is exactly lock, stock, and sink with our Divrei HaRishus, where our actions are only revealed after the fact. Right, if I do something now, Divrei HaRishus, it doesn't become clear what this action means in terms of my Avodas Hashem until after the fact, until later on when we see how the things play out. That's what we just explained. This is what the Chachamim gave over to us. That's what the Gemara Megillah is telling us, that during the days of Mordechai the Esther, we have a revelation of Yeshua Selokeinu by Afse Aretz. Afse Aretz. What does that mean? So normally Afse Aretz means the four corners of the earth, that we would translate like everybody in the world would know Yeshua Selokeinu. But Rav Huttner is explaining a little bit differently here. He says Efes Perusha L'Besof. Efes means at the end. Efes is like zero when you come to the very end of something. Why? Shkein Shtoso Sofer Shadavar Kol Davar Hu Hayoser Karv L'Nikudas Afisoso. Because when we come to the end of something, that's when something is usually used up. It's been already used. Its purpose has been fulfilled. So it comes to its point of negation, so to speak. Right? You take your chalk, you use it up, and there's nothing left. And that is the Yeshua of Mordechai v'Esther. She'me'etzem tiva yev shalom lehizkalus l'spar el l'spof dafka. Where the Yeshua was only able to be revealed at the very end, after all the chain of events unfolded afterwards. And it's only from the time of Purim onwards that we're able to see now this mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of B'chol Derechei Da'eyu that we engage in. Now we see that within Hashem. The miracles that we witnessed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in previous times were these miracles that were like mitzvos. They were immediate. They were obvious from the get-go. This was a miracle Hashem was doing for Kvod Yisrael. It'd be only when we hit Purim were we able to now reveal and uncover and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a new kind of a level, in the level of Divrei Yeshuas B'chol Derechei Da'eyu. We are right now in the midst of things, it seems like Teva, it seems like day in, day out, things are as usual, but afterwards we can piece all the pieces together and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling all the strings, and the whole time it's an expression of Hashem's love. He was putting all the pieces into place so exquisitely that everything works out properly for us, and everything was for our benefit. Wow! That's a whole new world we've just been opened up to. Whole new world. It's not just if Hashem makes a big miracle, then Hashem is with us. And then if Hashem doesn't make a big miracle, we're on our own. But when we came to Purim, we're actually able to see Derech HaTev that Hashem is with us. Wow, that's an unbelievable yisod. And that's what we got revealed at the time of Purim, that this new kind of relationship to Hashem, that we're able to come in tune with, that even the Choshech, there's still or. Mitzvah zu mechayemes hi davka bechefzel shel Divrei Yeshuas. Umahusa shel chefzel zu mechayemes shein lanu kiyum ela b'derech mafreya. Right? This relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He has with us, this Divrei Yeshuas, is something that only can be revealed l'mafreya, retrospectively. Hatekufa shlachar maisei hihi ha-mevaris es ha-maisei ha-mukdam. And only in later point in time can we now see, looking backwards, what Hashem was doing for us in the earlier times. Yeshua salukenu b'mimorecha ve'ester miyuchedes yibazeh. So the Yeshua Mordecha ve'ester is very unique in this way, shehi mofiya v'niris b'vchina afsei arth, that it's only revealed in the afsei arth, at the ends of the earth, the edges of the earth, at the end of time, so to speak, when we're at the very end of the me'oros. Last paragraph. V'yom adin shalim lo la'adam. On the day of judgment, right, the ultimate day of judgment, every person will have to go through. Hashem will ask us in Shemaim Tzipisli Yeshua, did you yearn for and wait and longingly for the Yeshua? Avodah zu shal tzipia l'Yeshua misamekasi be'ein aruch b'yom ha'purim l'umas shar yimos hashana. Says Rav Votner, Gevaltech Chiddush. This idea of Tzipisli Yeshua has a unique relationship to the day of Purim. Shebashar yimos hashana mitzap l'Yeshua shetevatzel es ha'tzaros ves ha'hester. Because all other days, Tzipisli Yeshua can be expressed and can be understood is that we want an end to the tzaros, right? Klal Yisrael have tzaros, anti-Semitism, persecution, difficult times, and we just want the tzaros to end. That's the way it normally expresses us. Hashem, end this now so we can go to a better point in time. Aval b'Purim atzpil Yeshua hi shemekavim u'metzapim l'osa Yeshua tishetivarer v'tzigale ki me'olam lohoyakan shum hester v'helam. This is such an unbelievably juicy, exciting, powerful idea. But on Purim, the tzpil Yeshua, the hoping and waiting for the salvation is not when Hashem just end the tzaros, but shemekavim, we are hoping for and we are waiting for Yeshua, that we had like at Purim time, that where we will see and it'll be revealed to us that all the difficulties were not difficulties at all. It was a hester, but the time of Purim is megale, that was not at all bad. The tzaros were not at all tzaros. But Purim on Yoshua Mitzapin, the Osa Yeshua Sheshmachu Afsei Aretz, we were waiting for the Yeshua of the Afsei Aretz, where at the end of time, it'll be revealed how everything was perfectly and exquisitely put into place for our benefit. B'Yeshua Niska Vazu Shal Afsei Aretz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim Mitzvahs Chol B'chol Derech HaDe'eu. That's Hashem's Midah of B'chol Derech HaDe'eu. HaDe'eu Shepapasik Zeh Mevaruhu L'mafreya. We only get this knowledge after the fact, where we can look back and say, wow, that's incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally taking care of us from every single moment. All the different difficulties, all the different occurrences that happened to Klal Yisrael at the time seem to be without understanding. We Pasha can't understand it. You know, all become now all become encompassed into a das. It all becomes made sense, knowledgeable, and understandable, and knowable. And therefore, in Purim itself, uniquely, we don't worry about removing das. Right? That's the reference to Adlo Yoda. Because at the moment, the day of Purim, we stand at the precipice of the Yeshua of Afsei Aretz. Right, the Yeshua, where it becomes all clear afterwards. It all becomes clear. Don't worry if you don't understand. Don't worry. It's all become clear. Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is with us every step of the way. It's okay if you don't understand now. It's okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there taking care of it. Hamira Baor Chozer Es Kol HaMachashachim. Right, it's the light that goes backwards and sheds light on everything, not at the moment of the Yeshua, but going backwards, the whole thing becomes revealed. Shayunirim b'shas mais b'lidas, that everything that wasn't understandable before becomes clear. We stand at this moment in clearly very difficult times, which seem to have no understanding. Where did this come from? How did we get here? How are things unraveling so quickly? It's just pashat. It doesn't make any sense, and we can't wrap our minds around it. And what we daven for, and what we recognize, I guess, first and foremost, Purim is a celebration that there's an afsei aretz. It all becomes clear retrospectively. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is taking care of us, and it all made sense. The pieces of the puzzle will fit in that we will understand it. We will even understand it, and I guess we have to have that emunah heading into Purim that it all does make sense. And there is Yeshua Salakein of Kodesh Baruch Hu is being Nohag in these times of Hester Panim with his Mili Dereshus. So we have to have the Muna Hashem is with us. And we daven, Mirtz Hashem, that there's a resolution to all these sorrows, to this long enduring Gullus that we wanted to come to an end. And it ends in such a way where we do understand it all. It all makes sense. And that we can all put all the pieces together. Mirtz Hashem. This should be the beginning of the Geula Shalaima B'meher of Yameinu, and everyone should have a Yeshua in Mirtz Hashem. We should celebrate together the Afsei Aretz.